This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abayim. Welcome, everybody. We're continuing in our series on Tefillah, Gateway to Tefillah. We just finished Hoidu. Now we move on to the next part of davening, Mizmar L'Soida. This shir is sponsored by our dear friend, Rabbi Tzal Rose, Le'iloi Nitzvach, Le'iloi Nishmas, Rabbi Tzal's brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, his neshama, Shehav and Aliyah. If anybody would like to participate in our Sefer on Bereishis, we are Be'ezus Hashem, imminently going to print. It is still available. Mizmar L'Soida. Interestingly, Mizmar L'Soida is the 100th chapter of Tehillim. It is a song of Hoida. What's its place over here? Think about it. Well, we learned 2 weeks ago that actually we just committed ourselves to sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We said, V'ani b'chas l'chavatachti, yagel libi b'shuasech, Ashir ol Hashem, I will sing to God. So nu, let's go. Let's get going. You said you're going to sing. You made a neder. So, the al ta'acher es nidrai. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Nun Aleph, Mizmar l'soida yesh l'amra b'negina, you should sing it with a tune. Right? Reb Josh, we're working on trying to get the tune for Tehillim. I have a few good leads. But Tehillim has a tune. You should say it, B'negina. Shekol ha'shiroi sasidois li batel chutz mi Mizmar l'soida. All the songs will ultimately become batel except for Mizmar l'soida. So this is a shira. In fact, this is going to be the most enduring shira of all the various shirois. And therefore, one should say it standing. Now, interesting. So we've just accepted upon ourselves to sing Shira, which we do with Mizmar L'Soida. Mizmar L'Soida is the 100th parak of Tehillim. The word Moedim, think about the gematria of Moedim. Mem is 40, Vav is 6, 46, Dalet is 4, 50, Yud, 60, Mem, another 40, 100. No wonder then why Mizmar L'Soida is Perek Kuf, 100. The gematria of Moedim is 100. Now, Reb Schwab is bothered by the following question. Mizmar L'Soida, as Rashi says over here, was a song of Toida, a fur Haida, La'imrai al Zivchei Toida, to say when you bring a carbon Toida. So when would somebody bring a carbon Toida? If they were let out of prison, or if they crossed a desert, or if they crossed a sea, or if they were cured. Okay, so it's a song to be sung when you bring a carbon. So then Mizmar L'Soida should be in the parasha of Karbanos. What's it doing over here? It doesn't belong here. It should be in the parasha of Karbanos. So Reb Schwab says, HaMizmar HaZehu Echad Min HaEsem Mizmarim Shechibra Moshe Rabbeinu. First of all, you need to know who composed Mizmar L'Soida. It was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu. As the Gemara says in Baba Basra, from Perek Tzadi to Perek Kuf, was composed by Moshe. V'nisyaseid l'shiras halavim b'shas hakravas karban toida. And it was established as the song of the Levim at the time of the hakravas karban toida. Therefore, some have a minuk to say this mizmar standing, similar to the chiyuv ha'amida when you're makriv a karban, like in the Amiras, Parshas HaTamid. In other words, the same way when you say the Parshas HaTamid, you should stand. There are many who are noyeg to stand during Mizmar L'Soida. I believe I stand. I stand for Mizmar L'Soida. Why do we stand for Mizmar L'Soida? Because it's a shir for a karban. V'ayinu b'shas ha'kravas karban shal echem erba ha'tzrichum l'hoida, so mefratim b'tehillam, Mizmar Kov Zayin. At the time that one is makriv a karban for one of the four people who have to give Haidah in Mizmar Kuf Zayin, like Chazal explained in Brachos, who has to give Haidah? Someone who traveled the sea, someone who walked through a midbar, one who is sick, and one who is in jail. By the way, the Rishonim say, the remez is, V'chol ha-chayim yoidu chasela, all the living will thank Hashem. Chayim stands for Chayle Yisurim Yam Midbar. You know that? Chayim are those who have to thank Hashem. And we've explained many times, the definition of life is gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'al elu ho'arba yesh chiyuv lahavi karban toida. So nowadays there's no Beis HaMikdash, so we, instead of bringing a karban toida, we bench goymel. We say, ha'goymel l'chayavim toivois shegemlani kol toiv. Now, why do these four people have to thank Hashem? Because they were all in a clearly dangerous situation. Says the Ion Tefillah, Reb Schwab. Says, but did he have a uvda? I myself experienced something like this when I was traveling to Israel in the year 1936, and there was a big storm. The waves took me up to the sky and down to the abyss. And the ship was shaking like a drunkard. And I was mamish le'alechem in besakana. I had hold on to the poles, the iron handles, for about 20 hours straight without letting go so as not to fall out of the boat. Not only that, it was such a dangerous time. Otherwise, I was in danger of being thrown off the boat. I could not put on tefillin that day, says Reb Schwab. He literally was holding on for his life. And he got to Haifa and he benched Goyma with Kavana Atsuma. Likewise, by the way, he says, someone who comes out of jail, it doesn't mean only someone who's in actual jail. What about if somebody was held hostage? Or someone who's lost in the desert? Or someone who is sick? All of these people are in a obvious sakana, and they have to give hoidah to Hashem for the miracle that happened to him. And not only these people, but anyone whose life was in danger and Hashem saved them has to be makriv a karban toida. Now, we find an inyan miyuchad by karban toida that someone whose makriv is chayiv to bring his zavach, four kinds of bread. In other words, when you bring a karban toida, you have to bring four kinds of breads, 40 altogether. Three kinds of matzah, from chalois matzois, rekike matzois, revuchim shal matzois, 10 of each, and then 10 chalois. So 30 matzah, 10 chametz. Why is that? Interesting idea, listen to this. Matzah represents the miraculous. We eat matzah on Pesach to commemorate miracles. Chametz represents ordinary. And God always wants, whenever we thank Him for the supernatural, we should also thank Him for the natural. So someone who is chayiv to bring a karban toida and thank Hashem for the miraculous salvation, it's not enough to bring matzah. He doesn't just thank Hashem for the miraculous. It should trigger his mind that the fact that he has food and the fact that he breathes and his heart beats and his blood circulates, that's also miraculous. As Rabban famously writes at the end of Parshas Boy, Min hanisim hagluyim v'ha'meforsamim adem moide benisim nestarim. The purpose of the miraculous is to recognize the natural. And therefore, when someone is chayiv to bring makriv a karban toida, he doesn't just bring matzah, but he brings chametz as well. V'tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shek sha'anu moidim la'HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala nisim hagluyim, kugoyin, Bikanes ha'adam lamatzav sakana v'nitzo imenu az noyde lo yisbarach gam an the nisim shabachol yom imenu. Sheva emes. The truth is, really a person should bench goymel every single day. That Hashem helps him and strengthens him in his brios without any machala. V'loy nosan lamoyt ragloy. God doesn't allow us to falter. Elosha. It's just that they were not misaking a specific hoidah for the regular, ordinary benefits that God gives us. However, at the time when a person sees openly the miraculous hand of Hashem, and then a person is chayiv to awaken and to recognize even the natural. And therefore, together with the 30 loaves of matzah, we also bring 10 breads of chametz. Now, since there was chametz in the lachmei toida, we don't say mizmosad on Pesach, and we don't say it on any other time that we can't eat the lachamim, for example, Erev Pesach or Erev Yom HaKippurim, where we don't have enough time to eat the breads, likewise on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, here's the million-dollar question, and that is, what in the world is the Karban Toida doing here? Why is the Karban Toida? Why is the Shira of the Karban Toida put in Mola Psuke de Zimra? It should be in Karbanos. Amnam Yesh Lahavin. Kivan Sha'amir Zubamakam Karban Toidahi. Lama Loi Amir Mizmar Seh. Before Psuke de Zimra, by the Parshas HaTamid, or at the end of the Tefillah, by the Shir Shal Yom. So says Reb Schwab, we could explain based on Vayikra Rava. La'asid Lavai, all the Karbanos will be batal. Except for the Karban Toida. The Karban Toida will not be batal. That is, all the Karbanos Yachid will be batal. Why will all the Karbanos Yachid be batal? Because Hashem will remove the Ruach Tuma, and there won't be a Yetzer Hara, and there won't be a Karban Chatas, and there won't be a Karban Asham, and there will be no need to bring the Dharma and the Davos, like it says in Koheles, Toiv Asher lo yisidar mi shetidar v'lo yisishaleim. The Navi said, I don't need all your karbanos. So except for the karban oila, el asru'iyah, and shamei chagiga, there won't be any karbanos that yechidim bring, except for a karban toida. And in fact, in the Medrash it says, kol hatfila is la'asilavei batlua, v'hayidoya ina batla. In la'asilavei, all the prayers will be batla, except for hayda. So we're not going to have to daven for Rafua la'asid lavai. We're not going to have to daven for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash la'asid lavai, except for Haida. Because ba'olam hazeh, for every tsara, we feel tsar. But if everything goes as planned, without any tsara, so we don't have any distress, la'asid lavai, we will recognize b'payal how everything Hashem does is chesed, and all these tefillos will become batal, and all the carbon of nadars will become batal, except for Haida, we will recognize that every footstep and every movement we take is the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, this is pretty amazing. Chazal say, bring all the masar to the Beis HaOitzar, v'arikoisi lochem bracha ad b'lidai. Bring your masar to the storehouse. You could test me with this. If I don't open up the windows of the heavens, by the way, the Chafetz Chaim learns from here that it says, Haviu is called Hamasar Beis HaOitzar, V'yehei Teref Beveisi, so there should be food in my house. From which the Chafetz Chaim learns that since the purpose of Maser was to support Leviim, the Iker use of Maser money should be to support Lomdei Torah. Because it says in the Pasuk, V'yeh Teref Beveisi. So all the tzedakos are Ahuvim, Berurim, Kedoshim, but support of Lima Torah is paramount. Now Hashem promises, if you do that, Ad b'lidai, my ad b'lidai, ad sheyivlu sifsoisechem ilamardai. Your lips will wear out saying die. So Reb Schwab asked a question, I must say I never thought of this question. He says, why would anyone's lips get worn out saying die? You don't move your lips when you say die. Die, 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 die. You don't actually move your lips saying die. It should have said ad sheyivlu lishoinechem. Maybe you move your tongue, da 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 da, or your palate, or your teeth, but the one thing you don't move, da 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 da, is your lips. You could say, says Reb Schwab, experiment, say "die" 1,000 times, you won't feel anything, because dalet comes from the tongue. He says it could be that when a person's betzara, they say "vai, vai, 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 vai," and when they were betzara, they got worn out saying vai, and the Navi says, days are coming that Hashem will remove from you the moaning, and your lips will not get worn out from saying vai. But instead of saying vai, you'll say die because of all the great brachas. If Dalit would have made use of the lips, you would have got it worn out saying die. Now this is what it means, la'asid lavai, all the tefillos will be batal. Chutz me'edah shenemar tamid dai. will be always saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And therefore, regarding this Zman, regarding the La'asid Lavai, Moshe Rabbeinu said the Mizmar L'Saida, because then it will be a constant stream of gratitude. The Ikur Haida will be La'asid. The only thing is, even in this world, when things are good, and when a person is saved, they experience that flash of lightning, they also show gratitude to Hashem. The bottom line is, the Karban Taida is different than all the other Karbanos. All the other Karbanos are specifically for this world. The Karban Taida is for La'asid Lavai. And therefore, since the purpose of this Karban is very different than all the other Karbanos, and it's for La'asid Lavai, the Mesadre HaTfilah gave it its own distinctive location, namely as part of Psuka de Zimra, and it is not located earlier as part of the Karbanos, as it is fundamentally different than all the other Karbanos. Okay, so this was our introduction to Mizmar L'Soida. And again, Mizmar says, fulfillment of our pledge, Ashir El Hashem, Ki Gam Al Olai. And Be'ezus Hashem, in coming weeks, there's still a lot to discuss about Mizmar L'Soida. But until then, may the Ribbono Shel Olam always be Mashpia on you. Shefa, Bracha, V'Hatzlacha. You shouldn't have any Tsar, V'Yogoin, Va'anocha me'ata v'yad olam. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov. Kol tov. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.